Greetings, young prince. I'm the queen of these lands. But foremost, I am your fiancé. So you may call me Maletta.
Majesty?
I said you may call me Maletta.
I'll opt for Majesty.
I understand. These things may be difficult for you. So take your time. I can understand your frustrations, young prince. I'll let you get your bearings and meet back with me for dinner. Guards, accompany my new fiancé and keep him as safe as you would keep me. Hello, prince. How did you enjoy your tour?
The castle itself is actually quite lovely. Though being looked at as a pet on its leash was less so.
Well, I'm glad you find some parts enjoyable, at least. Come, sit. My chef put together quite the feast to celebrate your arrival. Meats, fruits, cheeses, all from across the land.
I didn't think you would bring such a meal over a simple arrival.
It's no simple arrival, dear prince. This union protects both of our realms from outside forces.
And each other. I'm young, not stupid, Majesty. I remember the war, though I didn't fight in it.
I didn't think of you stupid, my dear.
And please stop calling me that. This isn't love, Majesty. It's necessity and combat fatigue that bring us together. That ripped me from my home and everyone I knew and brought me to a strange and unfamiliar land where I'm viewed as a curiosity by its people. Viewed as though I'm a freak.
Have you not viewed us the same? I've seen your stare at our antennae, our extra arms, everything that makes us different from you. You've taken just as much note as well as we have. I have been patient with you until now, but I will not sit by as you continuously insult me. I'm afraid I've lost my appetite. The servants will take you to our chambers. And yes, they are our chambers. When you finish. We are to be married, princeling, whether you like it or not. So the sooner you get over yourself, the sooner we can try to be happy.
Maletta?
Oh, so you didn't forget my name.
I deserved that. I deserve more, in fact, but I have an apology if you'll have it.
Fine then. Let's hear it, princeling.
What I said, have been saying, was unworthy. You've been gracious to me, and I let my grievances with my father get the better of me. And I took them out on you and your people. And for that, I'm truly sorry.
I understand. Better than you would know, in fact. Come, sit here and let me hold you, princeling.
I'm not a child, Maletta.
It'll make you feel better. Trust me. There we are, snug in my arms, dear. Isn't this nice?
I suppose is rather nice.
I understand your frustrations, dear. I've experienced them just as you have. This kingdom was not always so vast. No. That required my father marrying me to my late ex-husband.
Did the war take him?
No. I wouldn't be as chipper as I am if it was so soon. No, a hunting accident. Poor thing.
It sounds as though you loved your husband dearly. I'm sorry for his passing.
I appreciate that, but that's not why I'm telling you of him. I didn't love him at first. I loathed him, in fact. To me, he stole the little freedom I had as a princess. And I don't believe he was too pleased with having to marry me, either. But in time, we grew to know each other. And then we learned to love each other. Our time together need not be miserable, dear. I'm sure we can grow, too, if not love. Appreciate one another.
I suppose we could. couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
Maletta, you look beautiful in this light.
Thank you for saying so, handsome.
Maletta.
I apologize. Is my tongue's length off-putting?
On the contrary. I find it exciting, if I'm to be honest.
Then, my dear princeling, open your mouth, and I will give you what you crave. Your clothes. Take off your clothes. What do you think? Can you learn to love me?
I think I may be able to cope.
Let me hold you close now. I'm so glad I have these extra arms.
Why? In particular, I mean.
So I can caress you, my dear princeling.
Maletta.
Bring yourself to me, princeling. Settle yourself inside me and squeeze my full breast. Oh, good boy. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Keep that pace.
Oh, this feels... Oh, God, this feels so good.
Lay me down. Lay me down and go as hard as you can manage. Yes. Give me your hands. How does it feel when I wrap my legs around you and pull you into my slit?
Yes. Yes. I love it. Oh, God, Maletta. I'm close. I'm so close.
Oh, just hold on a bit longer, darling. I'm almost there. I'll count you down. When I hit one, I want you to come inside me. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Come. Come inside me, darling. There you go. There you go. Keep going. Just keep going.
Gods. Gods, I don't think I've come so hard in my life.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, princeling. Come on, just lie down with me.
Maletta, let me embrace you. Please.
You need not ask, my dear.
I'm sorry for my behavior, Maletta. Truly.
You already apologized, dear. No need for it. Now get your rest. We'll spend tomorrow together. Just getting to know each other.
That sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. To making this... us... work.